Catherine Schneider has been blind since birth. Along her professional path, she's been a UW-Eau Claire clinical psychologist, authored books, and traveled a lot. She says the Americans with Disabilities Act, designed, for example, to give equal access to employment in public places, is still a work in progress.
Things are a whole lot better than they were 20 years ago. Are we totally there yet? No.
Schneider says recently some airport workers were still confused about the law.
An airline was absolutely certain that I should ride in a wheelchair to get to the plane, and I should go up a ramp instead of up a few steps. I was sure that I shouldn't ride in a wheelchair because my legs weren't broken. And we got that accomplished, but I didn't get the steps. I got the ramp.
On the plus side, Schneider benefits from a computer that can read agendas and shopping items to her. But she's still waiting for ways to distinguish a $5 bill from a $20. UW-Eau Claire researcher Nancy Hansen Rasmussen says a big disappointment with the ADA law. Around 70% of people with disabilities were unemployed 20 years ago, and the number hasn't changed much.
One of the initial purposes of the ADA was to get people off of public assistance and working and employed and on payrolls.
Rasmussen says a lack of job training and consequently job experience exacerbates the cycle of being turned down for the job. Catherine Schneider says while lawsuits are one avenue of recourse, she prefers the humor-invoked negotiation process she calls jawboning. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.